This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This right here is a bonus episode for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. And today we are going to bonus episode you with the Ice Road.
Boom.
All right. Because with thanks to Adriana at Anarchy for the early screen that we received here. Now, you might be saying, but Paul, I watched this on Netflix or Amazon Prime at least a month ago.
Really?
Well, I would say to you, bully for you and living where you do. Because here in Australia, it comes out theatrically on August 12th. Mm-hmm. And that's about when we'll drop this particular bonus episode to alert all Australians to this particular film's release. But yeah, as I said, if you're in North America, you've seen it on Netflix. If you're in the UK, you've seen it on Amazon Prime. So,
righto.
Yeah. So most of the world has already seen this film. It's written and directed by Jonathan Hensley, and it stars Liam Neeson, Benjamin Walker, Amber Mid-Thunder, Marcus Thomas, Holt McCallany, Matt McCoy, whatever.
Other folks.
And Lawrence Fishburne.
Larry Fishburne.
Most notably. It is 108 minutes long. There's no word on what the actual budget for this film was, and it's only making $1.2 million around the world because it's been released, as I mentioned, to those streaming services. I don't know how much more Australia will add. Wayne, what is The Ice Road about?
The Ice Road is about, okay, so there's this remote diamond mine collapse in the far northern regions of Canada, and it's trapping some motherfuckers, and this company, the mining company, needs an ice driver to lead this weird mission where they take these drill bits, heavy drill bits, and drive over frozen ocean to get to the miners in time before their fucking, air runs out, and the shit that happens on the way. Liam Neeson is the truck lead person?
No, Lawrence Fishburne is the
Lawrence
lead
Fishburne
person.
Is, yes, you're
he
right.
He's brought in along with his brother Gertie, who happens to be a PTSD and aphasia sufferer as a result of his time in the Iraq War.
Yeah.
All right, and that's basically the film. Now, Wayne.
What I'd like to say before anything, Paul.
Go on, please.
Is that in case there's anyone out there who accuses us of shilling mm-hmm. just because we're given a screener or
passes to a film.
This is proof that we're not.
No, it's okay. Not. It's not. This film is a bag of ass.
It's looking horse shit.
With full respect to Anarchy.
Anarchy, we love you, and please keep us. Please
don't
invite us to more.
But we have to be honest.
You know, otherwise no one's going to believe us.
We pride ourselves on being honest. And they dumped it to Netflix in North America when apparently they're way ahead of us in terms of the vaccine rollout, and they dumped it to Amazon Prime in the UK. We're the same. So I think the company knows that this is not a great particular
what
film.
What did you say it made?
1.2 million.
So are you saying
box
to
office.
Me
that... Now, obviously Netflix bought it.
Yes. Right? So that means
Amazon Prime bought it. So that's not included in there.
I reckon they both paid $600,000 each. Oh, no. Okay. It's not included in there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. That's just the box office. Okay. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Look, everyone. Shit. First of all, is this a real thing? Like, is Ice Road Truckers about this?
Okay, I have to assume that it is. I'm no authority on this. I did find some of that kind of interesting. Like this idea that if you drive too fast, it sends this wave through the ice ahead of you. And that can't be made up. That's got to be real, right?
Well, hang on a sec. If you are driving over ice that's hard enough to be a road, and I mean like Mack truck motherfuckers with tons mm-hmm. and tons and tons, then surely no matter how fast you drive, if that thing is shifting in a way that it's making a wave, I think you might be fucked.
Well, imagine, no matter how thick the ice is, it sits on water, right?
Right.
So if you move, I guess if you...
But that means that rigid top of ice would have to be flexible in order for it to...
Eventually
sounds like
ice ends or gets thinner or whatever it is. And if you're... Yeah.
Look, it could well be true.
I'm
not
a physicist.
I thought it was a joke. I thought I was like, oh, so you motherfuckers want to wait till the ocean freezes over and then drive a truck over it and make that your road for the whole winter. But maybe maybe it does happen. Apparently this is real.
Well, I think all that stuff is real would be my
guess.
Well,
that's actually kind of cool.
What I thought I was signing up for with this film, Wayne...
Yes.
Was an action movie extravaganza. Absolutely cheesy. I was expecting that and
sure.
wanting that. No problem at all.
Me too.
What I didn't expect to get was a lot of really large portions of winching heavy things. Like there are several scenes in this film where there is winching. The whole film stops to right a truck that's tipped this or that. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Can I ask you this, though, without going too far into it? There is a moment where we have capsized trucks in the film, and then the line is, let's get these trucks back upright.
Montage.
And then next scene, no, fuck that. Next scene, it's happening. I'm like,
That was a montage. If it's anything of that, literally linking shit together and cabling, and it's all to, you know.
But for two trucks that are down on the site?
I know.
I don't think so, man. I think one has to be upright.
I got nothing.
Let's go, fuck it. Let's go back up. What's up? Okay, let's just pull this thing back up. So, I don't know, man. It looks a bit weird. It's a poorly put together.
It's a poorly shot film.
Yes.
The CGI is horrendous. Oh. Can you imagine seeing this on the big screen? This comes out, as I said, August 12th. Can you imagine going to the theater and seeing these effects? This is a Sci-Fi Channel level of effects.
The one that I got was that where the mine explodes and there's a fireball coming out of the entrance of the mine. I was like, that looks like Amiga 500 style. you could tell that there was a superimposed explosion.
It was terrible. The effects were terrible.
Yeah, it was like, hoi. In this day and age, you know what I mean?
Now, Liam Neeson threatened/teased us with his retirement from action films a couple of years ago. And then we get this, and I haven't watched it yet, but The Marksman came out before this.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Liam, mate, it's time.
There's
one major action scene involving him, and he's 60. I think he was 68 at the time of this filming.
68?
Right? And no disrespect to him. He's an amazing actor.
If you're pulling that shit at 68, forget about it,
yeah,
man.
If you can pull that off.
You're the man.
But the problem is he can't pull that off. They are shooting around his old man lack of capability in a way that I haven't seen since The Irishman, when Robert De Niro tried to stomp on someone's head.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty hard.
Right?
Yeah.
It looks like an old man, like, you know, trying to punch that little punch. And Benjamin Walker, who's a much younger man, and he's not exactly an action hero or whatever else, he's in that scene. It looks like he's throwing everything he can into looking as inept as he possibly can. It's a terrible sequence.
No, I think by the time I sort of was like a third into this, I was just like, I don't give a fuck what this is. And I was just watching it. Like, I was like, okay. The ideas they have in this to make that interesting, because in my head, right, what might be interesting is that literally if there's an ice road and it could crack at any moment, right? And that's like this threat that's all through the film. That sounds like it might be. It's like speed. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
well,
you have to keep going.
Better than that. There's an old film that's in the IMDb top 250. It's called The Wages of Fear.
Okay.
Right? And it is based on, the film follows a couple of trucks which are carrying very unstable, like basically nitroglycerine.
Yep.
Right? To a mine to blow it open for something sort of similar purposes. Can't really remember, to be honest.
Hmm.
And the whole film is every bump in the road they could explode.
Yeah.
Now, the film's way too long. It's like 2.5 hours long.
Bloody hell of that.
But by comparison, and obviously it's in the IMDb top 250, it really is a tense film. This is just inanely stupid. The dialogue's terrible. The characters are fucking awful.
No, they are shit.
So we get a...
That's the worst thing.
We get a PTSD and aphasia suffering brother who in the first 20 minutes of the film is all over the shop with his presentation. Like, we're seeing how he's affected by this. Okay.
Yes.
Then the rest of the film, he stands there like a slack-jawed... whatever. He just stares. Literally, there are so many... I would want to go back after that first half an hour mark. Oh, yeah. They start on the road.
Yeah.
I would love to count the number of reaction shots where he says nothing and just looks like...
Is the idea, though, that... Because this is the weird thing. He's supposed to be...
It's awful.
Because is he... What is his problem? He's got...
PTSD, apparently.
Yep.
And aphasia.
What's aphasia?
Aphasia affects your language. So you can't communicate the way that you want to communicate.
Okay.
Right?
Yet he can strip and rebuild an engine.
Yeah, so
in
it hasn't touched that portion of his brain. Fine. That's all fine. Okay. I'm all for, you know, kind of representation
of people with
mental health.
Absolutely.
Or whatever,
we all like the Rain Man thing. Yeah.
But,
Rain Man. I know it's not the same thing, but you know what I mean? Like the talented, but like perhaps challenged person.
But my point is, it's got to be consistent through the film, and it's not. They just drop it because now it's not convenient. It doesn't make any sense as to why he's there, except... It kind of explains why I think his name is Mike, Liam Neeson's character, kind of desperately goes on this potentially life-threatening gig.
Yeah. And that's, well, to be honest with you, there are aspects of the ending that surprised me. I went, oh, I didn't expect that to happen, right? I didn't care, really.
No.
But I didn't expect, oh, they've done that with this. You know, it's just, you know what really got me, first of all, was like, they're talking about, okay, listen, the ice is thin because we're doing this run particularly late in the year, and I know it's a special circumstance.
April. Yep.
So... they drive in the tightest fucking group on the ice. There is these huge, massive Mack trucks, which are like thousands of fucking tons or whatever, right?
Yep.
I'm like, just space yourself out, fellas. Like,
I don't know the mechanics of that. Maybe
I don't
it's
either.
They're
right next to each other.
Yeah, like, I hear what you're saying.
So, I mean, okay, fine, you know.
Can I also, this is not a spoiler, so I want to say it at this point. Is it possible that Lawrence Fishburne's character name is the worst character name in the history of film?
What is it?
Goldenrod. Did you not pick up on that?
I didn't, but...
I'm genuinely shocked that Wayne doesn't have that as his fucking online username.
Thank you. it's not bad.
No,
Goldenrod is actually like a fucking, like a flower or something.
Is it?
Yeah. I know, it sounds like, it sounds dirty, but it's like goldenrod is like a fucking, okay. Yeah. So, but it's still, yeah. I mean, look, I'd happily be called goldenrod. Yeah. I'm not.
It's Wayne's new moniker.
I'm sort of strangely brown rod. Okay.
Anything else you want to say about this other than, look, okay, no, there's a threat that comes into play. We won't spoil it, although the trailer does give you a heavy implication of that. So blatantly obvious what that threat is and how it works. The only surprise was who had instigated it, and even that wasn't much of a surprise. There is a whole completely superfluous plot that happens in the mine itself, which goes nowhere and adds nothing, and is 20 minutes of the film that could have been excised to bring it down to 90 minutes, and it would have been a better film for it.
They just wanted to be location. No, the one thing I will tell you this is, you're talking about the fight scenes, okay? This is what I remembered now that I'm looking at my notes, all right? The fight scenes.
Professional fucking podcast.
That's right, mate. In the cab of the trucks, the fight scenes are actively not clear. That's the actual problem.
The point is because Liam Neeson can't move.
That's right. And this is how, this is so fucking amateurish, right? When you are struggling with another dude on screen, you're fighting or whatever, right? When the balance of power shifts between the fight, between one guy winning and one guy losing stuff, you as a viewer have to know exactly how that happened.
Yep.
Did one guy sweep his leg and he got on the floor, then he rolled on top of him? None of that happens here. All that happens is they're struggling, and all of a sudden the guy's on the bottom is now pushed his arm up and he's on top. And that's it. And I'm like, what is this? How did that happen? This wouldn't happen. And that's why it's so shit. And the final act drags so long.
Oh, this is written and directed by Jonathan Hensley, who did the Punisher film with Thomas Jane.
That one was shit. Is that John Travolta and shit?
I think that's the
one.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that was shit. Oh, okay. I can sort of see. But this is worse than that. I think Punisher is better.
This is way worse. Yeah,
this is way worse. So
this is a steaming pile of turd.
Okay. Let's go to spoilers.
Yeah, let's get into spoilers. And otherwise just saying, oh, I'm sorry, this is not a good film, and it belongs where it should be, on streaming services.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can't handle the truth!
And you might not want to, the truth being that the obvious plant, the actuary who travels along with them from the insurance company, is the bad guy!
Yeah. It was so,
he's
like,
so inane. And like Benjamin Walker, I don't know if he's a good actor or not. He's terrible in this movie. He's really bad.
He is, because it's a really bad script. Yeah. And it's a really bad, like, the dialogue is shitty. And the fact that the idea that an actuary, do you know what these guys are? These are like math geniuses, yep. Okay?
At least he kind of looks like an actuary, at least. I think we talked about this last week with our review of Old.
Yeah.
How Gael Garcia, whatever his name is,
does
not look like that at all.
That's true, actually. Good point. But this guy here, though, like an actuary never sets foot on site, man. It's literally all these numbers and shit, right? So it's just weird that, you know. But then, of course, they explained it because he was the bad guy. He wasn't actually an actuary.
No.
But, you know, anyone in business would go, what? Sorry.
Has there ever been a character that has more lives than he in this film? How many different times do you think he's dead / has been disposed of and he just keeps popping back up and whatever? I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
There were tons of weird inconsistencies as well like that. Like, at the end, a bad guy can just drive away the cab of the abandoned truck, which the good guys took like a whole time to decouple and put it. I'm like, why didn't the good guys just drive it? Shit like that?
Yep.
And then it's like...
Oh, well, they had to take the wellheads with them so that they could drill down to save
the
mines.
Yeah, but they could have just gotten into that car and driven the one that was already attached to with the wellheads on it. It had a load on it. Okay. It's just like fucking weird. And at the end, the bad guy decides to dispatch the good guys using a fucking avalanche. He has got... He had a gun, didn't he? Oh, no, he didn't have a gun.
Blast stage, he didn't. No.
But... And he happened to have like a little box of explosives with him that he took away. You know, it's just like, this is why. I mean, I know that's more interesting visually, but holy shit, you know. And I don't know. Liam Neeson has a gun, jumps into like the cabs of trucks, and just decides not to use it on bad guys in there. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, it's an awful film, and probably summarized best by Goldenrod himself, Larry Fishburne.
Mm.
His death might be one of the dumbest in cinema history.
Let's talk about this. Go on, please. Tell us what happened, Paul.
So, you know, so his rig has been sabotaged by the actuary, mm-hmm. fake actuary guy.
Yep.
And so he stops to get out and they realize they need to, you know, then it starts to sink. So they're going to have to drag it out. So he's hooking up this big fucking tow cable.
Yep.
And he somehow puts his leg. This is not organized by the bad guy. The bad guy hasn't looped it around there somehow. Nope. He just puts his foot right in the middle of a loop.
But really thick. Chain, right, is somehow rigged up his leg.
How big a fucking idiot do you need to be?
Oh, dude. And then when the fucking anchor thing drops, right, it torts and actually smashes his fucking, like, his leg is fucked.
Yeah, we get one really quick shot of it bent
like the side, right? And he's going, ah. I'm like, no, motherfucker.
And it's meant to be a Steven Seagal executive decision moment, but it plays off so much
dumber
than
that. No, that was just because That's it. At least executive decision, he was being noble. This is him being stupid and then owning it.
Yep.
I'm like,
just cut me loose. Cut me loose.
He's like, oh, it's so shit. That's so bad. And what the hell is this old dudes tripping each other up in the snow fight at the end?
Oh.
Remember that? It's a good point now that you make it, right? He couldn't get anywhere fast, so it's just them tripping each other up.
Like I said, it's an awfully bad... It's so bad. It's such a bad action film. It's not a thriller. You know, the only bit I really kind of enjoyed, I kind of thought was all right, was the initial part where they're driving off and they put the bobbleheads up. They're like, oh, this will pay off nicely. We can't let the bobbleheads go too much because that will set the ice will...
Oh, I was wondering what that was. So I didn't even think about that. That's
kind
actually
of interesting.
That's fine.
Okay,
know?
So we are waging a fearing here because that's taken straight from that too, from vague memory.
Oh, okay.
But no, awful. Awful film.
That girl character?
Yep.
Couldn't give a fuck about her. Couldn't give a fuck.
But her brother was down there, Wayne.
Oh, God. I so couldn't give a fuck about him either.
That, and then Matt McCoy is the bad guy or whatever. There's a lot of dialogue in here. It's like, what's that? That's the mine site siren or whatever. It's like, that's the alarm. Who would say, what is that? It's a fucking alarm.
No, that's for the audience's, like you're like, but what is that? That's the something alarm.
Yeah, but still, it's dumb. It's inane, stupid dialogue.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. They should just have gone, what the fuck, right? And then run out. So, yeah, it's shit.
Look, I realize it's just a bonus episode, but I got nothing else to say. Nothing good to say anyway.
Wait, just one last thing.
Please.
The ice road gives way effect at the end. Even I went, holy shit, that's
like
terrible.
I said,
that's horrendous. That's way.
Actually, there's one more thing to say. So they actually kill Gertie. In one
yes.
of the dumbest
there, that's it.
Fucking
yes.
sequences
now,
ever.
Now, that's the thing I was talking about that I didn't expect to happen. Because at the end, he's like, oh, he's trying to save the thing from sliding back. And then it's like, whoa, they actually crushed him.
Crushed him by not showing it. Because this is a PG-13
just fell
film.
Down, exactly. Yep. And so then Liam was like, ah. You know, I guess that's what that
but
was for.
But I'd say he's already defeated Walker. So it's like, ugh. And then he punches Matt McCoy in the face.
Yeah.
Whatever. This film was dumb.
That is so shit.
All right, Wayne, give us your final score.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not like you've had any time to prepare.
hang on. 24.
It's even lower than me.
Because that was fucking checked out.
I gave this a 32.
32, yeah. Fine.
There we are. An absolute not recommend from the countdown for, unfortunately, The Ice Road. Liam Neeson, I think it's time to move on to dramas where you're playing the father or grandfather or whatever.
Look,
else
Liam,
it is.
If
you're
I were
good
you,
actor,
yeah.
Don't squander your talent.
No, mate, I would do the same. Look, you all, look, man. You want to die rich or do you want to go forgotten?
Taken.
Because you can do both with these movies.
I think it's all about Taken's fault. If Taken hadn't been such a hit, we wouldn't be still being subjected
You're
to this.
You're right.
So.
Why can't they just do that again? Anyway.
All right. Well, if you have your feedback on this particular film or indeed want to let us know what you think about The Countdown itself, you can hit us up via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at @thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show via Podbean where we host. Check out ccradio.com.au for the other great shows in the network, Believe and Comic Confidential, and Facebook's community, the link in the show notes for getting involved in the discussion about all things film, TV, and this crappy podcast. I don't mean that last part really, sort of.
Oh,
only bit.
I think
only
we're
bit.
Fine with it.
Thanks so much for joining us today. My name's Paul.
My name's Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
You're killing me, Smalls.
That's to you, Jonathan Hensley. Stop it. We'll catch you next time.
Oh, damn. See ya. Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and a bonus episode for y'all. What's up? My name is Wayne. We're doing the Ice Road Trucker. No, the Ice Road. We're going to do the rice. God damn it. This really went to hell, didn't it? I think we should keep all of this in.
No, well, sure. Blooper.